We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Joe. Before we go to the quiz show, fan hotline brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in town. And you're up two. You haven't been up three ever in quiz show history, which is sort of amazing, but it's true.
And did you know that I'm a horticulture expert?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
I also know that you don't get a flu shot because you're afraid they'll give you the
flu. Yeah, I never heard that before.
When you don't like killing spiders.
We should keep playing those every day. Oh, wait. We do. Go ahead, Malsy.
Craig?
All right, Joe. You're up first, so you want the four categories.
Oh. Yes.
Yes,
NBA coaches, the Final Four, NCAA tournament, and Heisman Trophy.
Oh, I like these Gregors, and I'm going to go NBA coaches.
All right, after Greg Popovich, which current NBA coach has coached at least five seasons and has the highest winning percentage?
Holy horse milk. At least five seasons and has the highest winning percentage? Should I go?
Timer should be running, Craig.
It is running.
No,
you're insulting him by making that
statement.
You got
5 seconds.
I'll take a lifeline.
Your choices are Eric Spoelstra, Scott Brooks, or Steve Kerr.
I'll say Scott Brooks.
That's correct.
I'm really glad I did that, Craigers, because I was going to say Mike D'Antoni without the lifeline. Good coaching. Ironically.
All right, Chris, you've got Final Four, NCAA tournament, Heisman
spitting.
Trophy.
I'll go Final Four, Craig.
All right, since 1980, who is the only school to win the NCAA tournament in its first appearance of reaching the Final Four?
I'll do a lifeline.
UConn, UNLV, Arkansas.
Oh, man.
Its first appearance ever, Gregers?
Its first appearance in reaching the Final Four, yes.
I'll go UNLV.
That's incorrect. Joe, 20 seconds.
Holy corn follicles. So their first appearance in that time span or ever?
Since 1980.
Yeah.
Only school to win the NCAA tournament in its first appearance in the Final Four. I need an answer now.
Arkansas.
Incorrect.
Gah!
UConn.
What was that noise?
It's an easy way to go 2-0.
Yeah, but you didn't.
You know what? Without a lifeline.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say UNLV without any lifeline, so I didn't deserve that.
All right, Joe.
Arkansas. All right, go ahead.
Remaining categories, NCAA tournament, Heisman Trophy.
That was really stupid because they went to the Final Four with the Three Musketeers. What, Craigers?
NCAA tournament, Heisman Trophy, final two categories.
I'll go NCAA tournament.
This team made history by winning back-to-back championships with the same starting five.
In the history of the tournament?
Yes.
Duke.
Incorrect.
Oh, man.
Darn it.
I'll just go. It can't be them, but I'll go with UCLA.
Now I can say that.
Also incorrect.
That would have been a good guess, though.
2007 was the first one they won. Florida.
Oh, wow. Joe, how many of them can you name? A quick bonus. Joakim Noah, Al Horford, Torian Green, Lee something or other.
Stepniak. Lee Stepniak.
No, it wasn't.
That's correct.
Corey Brewer and the Lee something or other. Lee Humphrey. That was it. That's the five. Doesn't matter because neither of us answered the question right.
No, but you proved yourself to be very smart.
Although
go
nobody's fact-checking that, so you could have said any names after
no,
a couple of them.
Those are the five right names. Joe
okay.
knows it, too.
All
right. Final category, Heisman Trophy. Joe's up 1-0, so this means nothing.
No, it Well, it turns
out you get the first bit on the final question,
right,
but who
which
cares?
Is big. Which,
no, that's all coaching.
All right, let's go.
Heisman Trophy. In the last 10 seasons, this school has had a player finish second in the Heisman voting 5 times.
The last 10 years, Kregers?
Correct. They have had 5 runner-ups.
Alabama.
Incorrect.
I was going to say Alabama. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter now since you were up 2-0. Nope, Stanford.
Okay, who cares? Let's go.
All right, Joe, you get first crack at this one.
Okay.
There are 7 different current NBA franchises that have never appeared in the NBA Finals. How many can you name? Now, this list does include teams. If they had played in a previous city, we're including that in this.
Have never appeared in the finals.
Yes, there are 7. Joe, how many can you name?
Oh, certainly I can name 4.
Chris?
I can name 5.
Joe, are you going 6?
All right, Mulsey, name 5.
1:40 on the clock starting now.
All right. All right. Easy there, big boy.
1:30
easy
now.
Easy there. Just, Craig, tell me timestamp right now how much I have left.
You're 12 seconds in.
All right.
1:28.
So I need to name 5 teams that have never made the NBA Finals, including their previous port of call.
Very well phrased, Mulsey.
Alrighty.
Very well phrased.
30 seconds in. You got 1:10 left.
Only 1:10. You better start naming teams, big guy.
Yeah, I know. No. Thank you. Appreciate you counting for me.
Seven now.
One thing you're good for.
40 seconds in.
Kregers, I think he's sandbagging here. He's going to blurt out all 5 in a row.
Relax, okay?
How much time is left?
50 seconds in.
Oh, what? 50 seconds left?
No, he had, 1:40 total?
Yeah.
We are at 1 minute right now. 40 seconds remaining.
All right. The Hornets, the Kings, the Timberwolves,
wrong.
The Hawks. Oh, come on. I only had 4 written down.
Kings was wrong.
When? Who they used to be?
I don't know the background. I just know they're not
Hornets,
one of them.
Hornets, Timberwolves, Hawks, all correct?
Hornets, Timberwolves are correct. The Hawks are not.
The St. Louis Hawks.
Would, like, the Pelicans final. Have counted
the
for this?
The Pelicans would have counted.
Oh! Because I counted them and the Hornets as 2, or as 1.
The that Charlotte
was,
Hornets.
That was dumb.
The Toronto Raptors. The LA Clippers.
The Memphis Grizzlies.
The Denver Nuggets. The Minnesota Timberwolves. The Memphis Grizzlies. And the New Orleans Pelicans.
Who did the Sacramento Kings used to be like the Rochester Royals and teams like that.
Disappointed in
I'm
myself.
I'm sorry, Mulsey. I knew that was a tough one, though, because I knew that when he threw in the affiliations and the histories, I figured you were going to get it wrong. And darn it, you did right off the top.
Craig, am I detecting him starting to get cocky a little
yes,
bit here?
Yes, big time. He's so peacocking all over you right now.
So usually this is when things go to hell for him, right?
I'm up 6-3, Kregers.
You're up 7-4.
Same thing, Mulsey. I'm up 3.
Except one is 7-4 and the other is 6-3.
At least you're still good at keeping track of the numbers. Can we hire him, Kregers, as an accountant or something? Little bean counter?
Oh, man. I'm just thinking about my fist and how tight I can ball it up and the fact that I wear a big, heavy tungsten ring. Anywho.
I'm certainly into baseball season now. As the leader.
Yeah, I know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.